This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under the mighty hand tonight, just to thank you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you as we decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in us increase. Use us, Lord, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Action of Hatter's Man, Calvary's Cross, and on this lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, as we humble ourselves and lift our mighty hand on bended knees and bow down the heads, looking on to the hills from which cometh our help cometh from you in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now as we pray the presence of the Holy Spirit, pray in the name of Jesus. Come on in like a rushing mighty wind. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests. But most of all, it's our salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing Spirit of God rest upon us here this night and forevermore. We bind up the prince of the air. We bind up, hallelujah, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. And the word of God reads, "Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Hallelujah. We thank God for another opportunity to come forth and bring forth the word of God tonight. We thank him through the use of the internet that we are capable to teach and preach on a local level and able to reach on a global level. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about your Christian life is one of spiritual growth. Your Christian life is one of spiritual growth. God desired that every born-again believer would grow on a spiritual basis. As a believer of Christ, spiritual baptism happens when the new believer is united with Christ and his people and is identified with Christ in death, burial, and resurrection. You see, water baptism should be practiced by every believer of Christ, especially after conversion. It is imperative and important that once you give your life to Christ, once you become a born-again believer of Christ, immediately or short afterwards, you should be baptized in by being submerged in water as a sign of the change that have taken place in your life on a spiritual basis. You see, people of God, the blessings enjoyed in Christianity, in Christ, it includes not only redemption, but also renewal from baptism. As symbolically, as we rise to walk in newness of life. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new on a spiritual basis. We say, thank God that God accepted us in the beloved family of God. Yes, beloved, the renewal we find in Christ, the newness of spiritual life, it involves the concept of spiritual growth. God desires that each and every one of his child to grow on a spiritual basis. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, just as a healthy physical life is one of growth, so is a healthy spiritual life. It is also one of spiritual growth. But sadly enough, when we look around in 2021, not judging, but disobservant, people of God, not all Christians, or so-called Christians, is growing spiritually. Many have been Christians for many years. It may be only in name only, but with very little change or improvement in their lives. Even now, in 2021. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he wants us to grow spiritually as well as physically. Yes, beloved, again, we have to understand that if we don't grow, we can't be sent. If we don't grow, we will stay stagnated like a still water brook. Many people have been Christians for many years, but again, with very little change in their lives or improvement on a spiritual basis. They are no more and no less. Oftentimes, useful to the Lord than when they first came to him. Yes, beloved, failing to grow, it becomes as a stagnated pool of water. This is because spiritual growth, it is a choice that you must make. Yes, the pastor can't do it for you. The evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the pastor and teacher can't do it for you. Spiritual growth comes from being intentionally and committed to grow on a spiritual basis. You see, child of God, spiritual growth, like emotional maturity, only occurs when you choose to make a choice to grow. If you don't make that choice and stick with it, there will be no change, no spiritual growth taking place in your life. Oh yes, it's a personal thing that you must come to the place of making the decision to grow in Christ. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that spiritual growth is a choice, a command made by God for you. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus is speaking. Jesus came and spoke unto them, his disciples, his apostles, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, he gave them the Great Commission, the command to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This should be encouragement for every disciple of Christ, for every believer in of God, of the Lord. We, God desire to use us. He desires for us to go out and reach out to those that are less fortunate than us in the highways and the byways, and compel people to come, to give them the good news, the gospel, to give them hope in a hopeless situation. But you can't go if you can't go if you won't grow. You must grow spiritually. You must mature in the faith in order to be used by God to reach others for the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So your Christian life is one that must consist of spiritual growth. Yes, we as followers of Christ should be obedient learners, constantly growing as we learn and obey our Lord. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the because of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and a hearken than the fat of rams. We go a little bit further and we look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, where it says, the command is given, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Again, we look at our example of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. He grew up. And at the age of 12, Jesus Christ was found in the temple. He opened up the book and he read the scripture. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to speak his word. Oh, yes, he did. Jesus, at the age of 12, the rabbis, Sadducees, the Pharisees, and all those religious folks, they were very impressed with him. At the age of 12, Jesus, he spoke with authority. Yes, beloved, the God that we serve, he desired to use you. He desired to let you go forth and be his hands and feet, to be a mouthpiece for him. But we can't go if we don't grow in the things of God. Here it says, grow in grace. Grace, God, unmerited favor given to mankind. Even in 2021, as we still in this pandemic, we still under the grace of God. And by the grace of God, that he will help you to grow if you are willing and committed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, just like in the natural, we grow. We grow in the natural realm. We get each and every year during our teenage year, we grow into men and women. Hallelujah. God desires that same principle to happen in the spiritual realm. So, beloved, spiritual growth for a child of God is not an option that is reserved only for a faithful few Christians. No, spiritual growth is a requirement of every believer of Christ. You see, the word of God command us to grow, for spiritual growth in our lives to take place. So people of God, we should always remember and be mindful that spiritual growth, it is a personal choice made on our part, and it requires diligent effort on our part. Yes, beloved, spiritual growth, it requires concentrated effort and regular exercising, stretching out our faith muscles in an attempt to grow. Where it says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word of God says in the book of 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Yes, beloved, physical exercise is of limited value, but godliness, the result of spiritual exercise in faith, has unlimited value, since it brings forth blessings for both now and for eternity. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. What a word. If I was you, I would write it down. Hallelujah. Physical exercise in the natural is of limited value, but godliness, the result of spiritual exercise in faith, it has unlimited value, since it brings blessing for both now and forever in eternity. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We are pilgrims in a foreign land. We are mindful of being eternally conscious on the fact of knowing that we're in this world, but we're not of it. God is preparing a place for us. Jesus, he ascended on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for every follower of his. Yes, he's coming back for prepared people to take us to a prepared place. As the Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Yes, my brothers and sisters, your Christian life is one of spiritual growth. It must be done intentionally. It must be done voluntarily. Yes, beloved, spiritual growth is not easy because we must work at it today, tomorrow, and forever, always. As believers of Christ, we can take comfort in knowing this, that spiritual growth, it is a charge, a personal charge that is assisted by God, our Father, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. Our God, he neither slumber nor sleep. So we are not alone in our effort. Oh, no, we're not. God is. He promised us. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's the one that's assisting us. Oh, yes, he is. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Philippians. He says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's good to know that God said in his word, in Hebrew 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, God desires to complete the work he started in every child of his when he saved us. We are strengthened by God in our effort. Yes, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Yes, he gave us the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us in the total truth. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God have empowered us with unimaginable power that is in us, according to what the word says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, brothers and sisters, in Christ, your Christian life is a life of one of spiritual growth. We need God in the morning, at noon, and even during the midnight hour. We need him 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Yes, God, he also has provided us with the full armor of God so that we may be able to stand strong in the power of his might. So believer of Christ, let us put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So believer in Christ, in 2021, there is no excuse not to grow up on a spiritual basis because Christ has strengthened us. Yes, beloved, with God as our guide and our aid, spiritual growth is possible because God, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Yes, the God that we serve, he's an awesome God. He is a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. So people of God, spiritual growth is a choice that is blessed by God. If you put your hand in the master's hand and allow him to work in your life, he will see you through. He'll turn you around, put your life. He'll turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. He'll lead God and direct your footsteps. Oh yes, my brothers and sisters, in the Lord, we can honestly say, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for God is with me. My rod and my staff, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Yes, my brothers.
Much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh yeah, Jesus loved me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
tells me so. from above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love. He loves me. His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Fellowship, and he desires to bless you, but you must stay in faith and stay in obedience to what he asks you to do. Because God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, again, tonight we are talking about your life as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. It is one of spiritual growth, a personal commitment made on your part to grow spiritually, on a spiritual level, to be used by God and by God. So child of God, again, we are reminded in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. So beloved, it is spiritual growth that ensures the abundant life and the blessings to continue into your life and the life to come. So as a child of God, what kind of growth is taking place in your spiritual life? Are you growing or are you diminishing? The question is placed in your personal hand here tonight. You see, child of God, the goal of every Christian, every believer of Christ is to strive to live a life close to Jesus Christ as possible by using Christ's life and the lights and the lives of the apostle as our example to go by. So therefore, let us all grow spiritually and mature and become who God wants us and have us to be by us becoming the light of the world, shining our light and setting the example for others to see that the God that we serve, he's not dead. He's alive. Bible says that our God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. If you don't praise him, the rocks will praise him, the birds and the bees and the trees. Don't let nobody step in your place and praise God for the God that he is. You see, he has extended grace, mercy, and love upon us personally as well as collectively. He seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. We're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. Oh, what a blessing to be alive. So, beloved, first and foremost, a full-grown Christian, a mature believer of Christ, their lives is to be one characterized by a life of love, the agape love of God. The love of God has to be given to him. Bible says love him. If you love him, keep his commandments. And his commandments are not gruesome. His commandments are the commandments that we as followers of Christ must follow. And we must show agape love to other Christians around us and to our fellow man as well as to our enemies. Yes, as a born-again believer, Bible says, them that suffer, although they live godly in Christ Jesus, will suffer persecution. Remember, you and I, as born-again believers of Christ, we are in this world, but not of it. But while we're here, we must be different. Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. See, God, he will help us. He will sustain us. He will keep us if we want to be helped. So as born-again believers of Christ, this is not just for the, this is not just the feel-good, warm and fuzzy kind of love that we have, that we feel on the inside. No, this is agape love of God. This is self-sacrificing agape love that is being demonstrated by our action on our part. As a born-again believer of Christ, we should reach out beyond the four walls of a building into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 16 through 18, it says, hereby, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So hereby know we love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 and 18, it says, wherefore know we love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but let us do it in deed and in truth. Remember, your spiritual life is one of spiritual growth and maturity. So, beloved, the full-grown Christian is one that is very patient, quiet, and steadily persevering. So be ye also patient by establishing your hearts for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is at hand. So as believer of Christ, yes, we are to be patient with one another, because we're all at a different level of faith in the Lord. And let us be patient with those outside of the body of Christ, those that are still not saved, including our family, our friends, and all those that are looking at our life. Also, we need to be patient in our hope for eternal life. Jesus said he's coming back. He's coming back one day. But while we're here, let us be about our Father's business. Jesus reminded us when he said, I must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Yes, child of God, let us be tender-hearted and kind to one another, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave us. He forgave us of our sin. He forgave us of our wrongdoing. He forgave us of our shortcomings. So listen, Jesus Christ was tenderhearted, and we as followers of his are to follow his examples that he have left for us. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Bible. Biblical instruction before leaving earth. Here the Word says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. It says, "For even hereunto are ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his footsteps." Yes, Jesus, he was a sinless one, but Jesus is the example that we as born-again believers should follow. You see, man has good intention, but man, in his own strength, will fail. Man has good intentions. When trouble comes his way, he looks and get frail because the pressure of life, the storms of life. So we must look on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So brothers and sisters tonight, let me encourage you to be ye hospitable and warm with generosity towards others, towards guests, as well as strangers. We are the Lord's servants. We must not strive, but must be gentle toward all and apt to teach. We are not to be a brawler or someone who quarrel or even fight. Let the Lord fight your battle. Yes, the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. Bible says, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that come against us in judgment shall be condemned. But it's in the heritage of the servant of the Lord, according to Isaiah 54, verse 17. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't speak evil towards no man or no woman, but be gentle and show meekness towards all. Do it as unto the Lord, because God will reward you. God is looking, and angels are booking. Yes, your Christian life is one of choice. You must choose to grow on a spiritual level. Bible let us know in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 26. Let us not be conformed or be conceited of vainglory, provoking one another, or envying one another. So beloved, remember this, that righteous living is an upright Christian spiritual way according to God. Denying worldly lusts and ungodliness is something that we must do personally, a basis, on a daily basis, in order to live a life being soberly and righteously and godly in this present world in 2021. You see, the world is steady, decaying. The world is full of darkness. Oh, yes, it is. Sin is rampant. It's running rampant throughout the land. So we as born-again believers have to draw the line in the sand and take a stand and be steadfast and unmovable. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and ways abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Bible says, unless the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. But we know that we're not laboring in vain because God is with us and he's building the house. Oh, yes, a house not made with hands. Bible says one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. We as born-again believers, our job is to go out and tell somebody about the one that is able to save everybody. Yes, I'm talking about Jesus. Share the good news. Just like Jesus did. He shared the good news wherever he went. He brought forth. He caused a commotion. The religious folks, they despised him. But he didn't let it turn him away from his mission for the assignment on his life. So we as born-again believers of Christ has to have that same mindset. Hallelujah. We must remember that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights that has no variableness. The Father of light who doesn't change. Yet the God that we serve, he's looking throughout the land for a man or woman of God that will stand in the gap and dare to be different in this world that we are living in. So, beloved, don't be carried away by every diverse and strange teaching, because false prophets are going throughout the land preaching a watered-down gospel, trying to cause people to turn from the truth. For it is good that the heart be established by the grace of God. You see, the heart can be deceitful. Yes, it can. But with God, hallelujah, but with God, we can repent and be delivered and speak the truth and not a lie. Because a lie is from the devil. And we know the devil is the father of lies. He's the one that is a god, a small g, of confusion. He's the one that try to pervert the gospel, change what the scripture is saying. So we as born-again believers, we must be watchful, vigilant, and alert. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walking about, seeking who he may devour. So believer of Christ, be filled with the Holy Spirit, not given to foolishness, nor foolish speaking, but for us to put to death the lust of the flesh. Be ye subject one to another in the fear of the Lord, always being submissive to the laws, to his law, as well as the law of the land. Let every Christian life be one of spiritual growth. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. For there is no power but of God. And the power that be are ordained by him. Yes, God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy because all praise, all glory and honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Yet the God that we serve, he still is in control. He still is looking. He still has all power in his hand. So remember, beloved, the renewal we find in Christ involves the concept a spiritual growth. So as believers of Christ, remember this. As a healthy physical life is one of growth on a spiritual basis, on a natural basis. So it is. A healthy spiritual life is one of growth on a spiritual basis. Yes, we want to grow, to go out, go beyond the four walls of a building, to be used by God and for God from this night forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And maybe one of them, maybe someone needs to sound my voice after listening to the word tonight. Found you out where you are. Your life, it might be in a total mess. You may be torn down from the flow up. But God still loves you. And he desires for you to come back in right standing with him. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, what a blessing to know that even in 2021, God is still in the miracle saving business. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We pray that you've enjoyed this message tonight. Please feel free to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate your support. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to be discussed, please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X, or Lisa Tebow. Thank you. God bless. We hope to be with you again on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you. God bless.